fans, it's about to get real. Triple M rocks footy finals. 4 days to go.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because grand final day is just around the corner.
Anything can happen on the day, and no doubt anything will happen.
And the drive home just got a little bit panthery-er. This is the Triple M Panther Hour.
Yes, and we... and we are halfway through NRL Grand Final Week, MG. The Panther Hour on Triple Panther. A heavy, heavy focus on Sunday's matchup at ANZ Stadium. And your diary is chock-a-block.
Yes, that is. And it's exciting to be chock-a-block because the Panthers are in the Grand Final for the first time in 17 years. And the Storm, who are the old stag, and the Panthers are the young buck trying to come and get them. And as that bloke said at the top of the show, only four more sleeps to go until Christmas for us big kids is here.
Your voice is everywhere. I'm hearing you on all the radio stations. Your photos everywhere, including in the paper today. A very sad Mark Geyer in the Daily Telegraph today. We're going to get to that story before 7 o'clock. Mad Dog McDougall's going to join us. We've got Penrith superstar Jerome Luai. He was very much my tip for the Clive Churchill medal if the Panthers do get up. But MG, it's what everybody's paying attention to us for this week.
We have grand final tickets right here on the Rush Hour. All you've got to do is know your knowledge of Panthers.
And I'm going to put this out there early. MG, I walked in today, MG said, Liam, I've got the quiz sorted today. So
one job, baby. That's all I wanted, one job. And I wanted to take over the quiz and you give it to me. Thank you, sir.
When we tell you to, give us a call, 1-3-5-3, and see if you can win the tickets via MG's quiz. I don't know what it's going to be like, so what chance have you got?
You know what it's going to be? Random.
Oh, you can bet you... It certainly will be. But up next, we talked a lot of Panther stuff. Melbourne Storm, MG.
Good question, too.
Are we seeing the last of Cam Smith? Does it mean the end of the Melbourne Storm dynasty? I want you to dig deep on the Melbourne Storm up next. Here's another banger from 1991, the year you won a premiership.
Bit of Nirvana. Thank you, Ms. Kosolke.
It's the Panther Hour on Triple Panther.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
The Panther Hour with MG and Liam, Triple Panther, start of each show this week. We're kicking it off with a banger from 1991, MG, the year the Panthers won over the Canberra Raiders.
We're reminiscing.
Celebrated premiership glory. We've got Jerome Luai going to join us very shortly, but first...
Triple M rocks the footy. Question.
Fast forward to full time Sunday afternoon, ANZ Stadium, MG.
Yep.
Is it goodbye to the Melbourne Storm dynasty? There's talks of Cam Smith's retirement. Have we finally reached an end point, a decline for this great club?
What, if Cam Smith retires?
Yes.
No. I think the glue to this club is Craig Bellamy. I think when Craig Bellamy leaves, we're going to be mourning for a while. Storm fans, that is, but they'll rise from the ashes. They're just such a professional club that since 1998 they've been doing the do for so long. And Craig Bellamy is, I think if he goes, I think there goes potentially 3 or 4 years of woe for the Melbourne Storm, because I think Bellamy and Craig we trust. He's the Alex Ferguson of the NRL. Won so many comps with the Man U, and once he left they tried to replicate and buy another Alex Ferguson, but there's only one Alex Ferguson. There's only one Craig Bellamy.
Yeah. Well, let me throw a couple more names at you, though, because if... we don't know if Cameron Smith is retiring. It's just what the expectation is. But if Cam Smith goes, add to him Josh Adokar wanting to leave and come to Sydney. Vunivalu, off to rugby.
Yes.
Tino Fasua-Malaui, off to the Titans. And then Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, you think the Storm will invest in Harry Grant if Cameron Smith goes, which means Brandon Smith's not going to play second fiddle to Harry Grant. He'll take up an offer and there will be offers for him.
Of course there will be.
All those players get added to the departure lounge along with Cam Smith, then is next year that little bit harder for the Storm.
There's always a Dale Finucane going to the Melbourne Storm. There's always a George Jennings who is going there next year, who going to the Melbourne Storm. There's always these players who want to go to an organisation that is sound in many ways. And the Melbourne Storm are. They're sound in many ways. Their recruitment, what they do down there, they're out of sight, out of mind, which I think a lot of players can relate to. But then you've got the likes of Pappenhausen and Munster and Harry Grant. These three guys, you build a club around. And I think that Melbourne Storm will do that. I think
Nelson's, you know, only young as well.
Well, Nelson's a young, you know, he's a whippersnapper as far as rugby league forwards go. And I think win, lose, or draw on Sunday, that they're, you know, okay, let's say if they win and Cameron Smith retires. Well, Harry Grant goes straight into a grand final winning team. On a bit of a roll, and they look pretty good for maybe a couple of years. But once Craig Bellamy leaves the quadrangle, and maybe Jason Riles takes up the reins, who is kind of a little bit like Craig Bellamy, but not as much as, you know, obviously nowhere near like him.
He's in the mould, but not the same. Yeah, I get what you're
saying. They're just so professional, mate. Yeah.
If you want more insight into Craig Bellamy as a coach, go to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG Catch Up podcast. Yesterday, the full interview with your brother, Matt Geyer, who...
It was good, wasn't it?
He got insight.
Yeah, he gave some insight into bellyache, how fit he was when he first came to Melbourne in 2003, how he'd run with the players and beat them. And he's much respected throughout rugby league, Liam. And I think if he does opt to take up the option of going to Queensland, like we all think, well, then the Melbourne Storm are a little bit of trouble if he leaves.
And if he does land at the Broncos, they're on to a winner. All right, that's enough Melbourne Storm talk. Let's get back to the Panther Hour. Jerome Luai, the 5'8", who I think is going to win a Clive Churchill on the weekend. Yeah. He will join us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. We are counting down to the NRL Grand Final this Sunday, the Melbourne Storm, who we just spoke about at length, taking on the Penrith Panthers, MG. And it is a great pleasure to welcome in this man to the show, who I personally believe, if the Panthers are to get up and win the Grand Final, this man might well have a Clive Churchill medal around his neck by the end of it. Jerome Luai, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. Too nice, brother. thanks for having me on here.
And he did say that yesterday before we even spoke to you today, Jerome. He means that, and I've got to reiterate, you know, you'd be close to getting it if Panthers did win the comp this year. And when they win the comp, let's go back to the Nepean-born boy who lived in Mount Druitt like myself and grew up with a host of fantastic players around him. I've been watching you for the last 10 years, and I think you're one of the most improved players in the NRL at present. What is part of your evolution as a rugby league player, Jerome?
Definitely hard work is where it all starts. You know, coming from Mount Druitt, you know, not many opportunities, so we have to fight for every inch that we get, and that's what I've based all my footy around. Yeah, I've had a big preseason with the boys, probably one of the toughest preseasons I've ever had, so I can definitely, you know, say that was part of the rise, I guess, for this year. And I love this group of boys, man, and we're just riding the wave at the moment, MG.
It seemed at the beginning of the year, Jerome, that it was going to be a battle between yourself and Matt Burton as to who was going to partner Nathan in the halves with the departure of James Maloney. I mean, were you always confident that you, at your best, you were going to be wearing that number six this year?
No, it was always something that I knew I was going to have to work for. You know, Burton's a great talent. I know I had my work cut out for me, and I just want to say thanks to Burton, I guess, for pushing me this year. It was a really tough preseason, as I said, and I'm really grateful for him right now.
You mentioned your teammates, and obviously we can't do this game, we can't play this game without our teammates, and you've got some fantastic fellow Samoans in your team with Brian To'o and Stevie Crichton and Spencer Leniu and Moses Leota and Tyrone May, who are all in fantastic form. But you seem to be really embracing this week, Jerome, which I love. I love the fact that at the open training session yesterday, you stayed around, you spoke to fans, and I think that's if you had to give a message to a bunch of young kids who are about to embark on the biggest game of their life, is change nothing.
Yeah, and I think it's good that way, because it, you know, it's been working for us the whole year. But in terms of, you know, giving back to the community and that, we love this community, and we know how much footy means, you know, not only to Mount Druitt but Penrith as well. Growing up with all these boys, especially, you know, the Samoan boys, you know, we know that family means most in our culture. This is what it is here. We're all a big family, and we're treating it that way. We've got a few pests in the room as well. So.
name
and shame, Jerome.
We got Kurt Capewell here being a pest. Josh Mentor just got off the massage table.
Oh, saucy.
Who we got there? MG, how are you, brother?
Hey, is that saucy?
That's doing, brother.
Hey, brother, you pumped?
Can't wait, man. I really can't wait. It's been an exciting week so far.
Go on, your champion.
Mate, Jerome, you are the rising star of this side. Tell Josh Mansour to get off your interview.
He loves the camera. He always knows where it is.
I can't help but invite
me. Tell him this is a non-visual medium and it does not suit his strengths.
You're not wrong there, mate. He doesn't have a shirt on.
And this is why this is the kind of thing. I mean, these are a bunch of guys you're with, Jerome. They're your brothers, and I'll relate to 91 when we got beat in 1990. We became a brotherhood in the off season. We stayed with each other. Everywhere we went, we was with each other. Obviously we had our own families, and we respect the fact that you've got to spend a lot of time with them. But when you get out that rugby league field, it's such a tough game that if you don't have 100% faith in the man standing left or right of you, well, you might as well not play.
Exactly, and I've always said that, you know, there's no mates on the field, it's only brothers, and they're on my side of the field. So you know, in this bubble, it's been pretty tough by having these guys around. You know, they've made it all the better. So you know, I love being around here. I love being at Penrith, and you know, I want to stay a Panther for the rest of my career, you know, if I have it my way.
Oh, I reckon the pencil pushers at the Panthers will be making sure you're not going anywhere. Jerome Luai from the Penrith Panthers, we appreciate your time in what no doubt is a busy week. Keep enjoying the week ahead, and we cannot wait to see you out there on Sunday alongside your teammates doing your thing.
Thanks a lot, boys. Appreciate it. Let's go, Panthers.
Yeah.
Let's go, Panthers. Let's go, baby.
Yes, up and about. Jerome Luai from the Penrith Panthers. All right, we're up and about. Time for you to get up and about.
Time to give something away.
Tickets, 133353. You want grand final tickets? It's the Nobody Loses quiz, but MG's in charge, so I wipe my hands of whatever's about to happen next.
Hey, trust me, baby. Trust me.
133353, if you want to win tickets to Sunday's big game, give us a call now.
Your drive home with MG starts meow. Oh! The Triple M Panther Hour.
For the first time since 2003, the Panthers are into the grand final.
Penrith come up with it. It's all over. It's all over. And the Penrith Panthers are off to the grand final.
And we've got your tickets.
Remarkable!
This is the Rush Hour's Panther Quiz.
Yeah, so this Sunday it all comes down to just 80 minutes where everything's on the line. It's anyone's game. A double for the weekend up for grabs. The loser will get $150 cash for 6 months worth of KO, so they can still watch the game in style. Welcoming in our contestants today, Ron from Liverpool. G'day, Ron.
How you going, boys?
And hey, Anthony Ron. From Jural. G'day, Ant.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Gentlemen, I hand you over to our quizmaster extraordinaire, Mark Geyer.
G'day, guys. I'm Mark, and I'll be your quiz master for the day. Okay. Question number one. As we say, your name are your buzzers, so here we go. The Black Panther is a great swimmer. True or false?
Rans.
Oh.
Rans. Was it?
False.
It's actually true, as well as a great climber. They're also great climbers. Yeah. Okay. Question two. You need this, Ran.
So hold on. Who gets the point?
Who? Oh, I don't know. You're the judge. Who answered that?
Ran got it wrong.
So
does that mean Anthony gets it right?
No.
Okay.
I've got a tiebreaker question. Ready?
All right.
The Black Panther is also referred to as the cloud of the forest. True or false?
Ran. True.
False. He's the ghost of the forest. To win the tickets, I'm going to give Anthony a free shot at this next question.
All right, so Ran, you have to be quiet for this question. I'm bringing your fader down. Anthony, it's just you here, sir.
All right, mate, I'm ready.
Ran's missed the first two questions, so you've got a free shot, brother. Here we go. What is the name of the panther in the Jungle Book?
Oh, that's hard.
You're kidding.
That's really hard. Is it? Can he phone a friend here?
Yeah, phone a friend. You.
I think it's... Anthony, don't take me... I think it's like Shere Khan.
No, mate.
Oh, no, is that the
that's
tiger?
A snake. That's a tiger. These...
Okay, ignore me then.
Okay, it's Bagheera.
I'm still not closer.
No.
No. Okay, wait a minute, this one. You're both back in, Ron. Okay, here we go. Name the fictional country in Black Panther.
Ron.
Yes.
What's it called? Uganda?
No.
No.
You got to guess, Anthony. He was very close.
I do know it.
Yep.
Yep, who's in the background?
Wakanda.
Yeah! Wow, what a quiz master I am. That was as smooth as, mud.
Anthony, you're a young fella. You better be taking him on Sunday just when you double to the grand final. Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Oh, how'd I go, Luke?
I don't know. We're moving on. Adam McDougall is joining us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. We've just given away another double to the grand final. We've got one more double to give away tomorrow, MG. So
stay tuned.
Be ready, people. Be ready. Grand final week, we are celebrating it. We're counting you down. And one man who knows exactly what grand final week is like as a player is the host of the Health Hacker podcast, available at podcast1australia.com.au or wherever you get your podcast. Just look it up, Health Hacker. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the two-time premiership winner. G'day, Mad Dog. Is this week bringing back memories for you?
Oh, mate, what a fantastic week grand final week is. And, you know, I'd love to be on the Penrith Players right now. One team, one town, Penrith would be going off, and MG would know this better than everyone. Mate, what a great experience for these young Panther players.
Well, as it was for you in 1997, Mad Dog, and 2001 for your Mighty Knights, completely different games. In 1997, it went down to the wire against Manly. 2001, you got out to probably an unassailable lead against Parramatta, who kind of fought back towards the end, but the game was over just after half-time. And what can you remember most about the first grand final, and what advice would you give these young Panther Cubs as they go into their first grand final this Sunday?
Well, I think the biggest danger for any player going into a big game is burning yourself out mentally and emotionally before you run out into the field. As you know, you blink and the 80 minutes is gone before you know it. So you've really got to get your hands on the footy early and get yourself into the game and try and get an early touch or an early tackle and settle yourself down. But it's really the 7 days leading into this game where you expend a lot of energy through nerves and playing the game too much in your own head. And probably off field activities, MG, conserving the energy. You know, there's so much excitement, so much hype, so many people slapping you on the back. And just take it in, enjoy it, and remind yourself that you might not get an opportunity to do this again. So you've got to make every second count.
Yeah, off field activities is an interesting point you raise, Mad Dog. Something MG did back in 1990 that we are going to bring up before 7 o'clock tonight. Well, the other advice, Mad Dog, I guess you would pass on to whoever ends up winning this competition on Sunday, if it is their first win, is just how to behave on the dais if, you know, it turns out the dignitary has run out of premiership rings.
Yeah, make sure you don't swear and go tell the Prime Minister to go get, you know what. So,
no, you're not glossing over it. I know we've heard this story before, but just you told...
It's quite topical now.
You told a Prime Minister where to go.
I said you're an effing idiot. Of course there's more rings, and I didn't realise it was the Prime Minister. I'm deeply embarrassed about it because, you know, Johnny Howell was an absolute legend. And, you know, I was just, you know, just tapped on the shoulder before I was about to get my ring and told by Robbie O'Davis that they'd run out of rings. And I turned around and didn't even look at it. Was trying to give me the ring. And he said, sorry, mate, there's none left. I said, go, you effed, you idiot. Where is it? And I looked up. Or more importantly, I looked down because he's such a midget. And I seen this big one eyebrow looking at me from Johnny Howard. And he started giggling. And he was a good sport about it. And, you know, he thought it was quite funny himself. And I'll never forget, we're singing the grand final song and Robbie O just goes, you know, you went and told to get something. And I actually see the back of my head in the grand final song in the picture because I'm looking back at the Prime Minister trying to apologise. So quite embarrassing, but, you know, he was a great sport and great Prime Minister. And, you know, they all got rings and unfortunately some of the players missed out, but we ended up getting them back.
Mad Dog, always a pleasure. Enjoy your grand final weekend and we'll speak to you next week when the season's done and dusted.
Always.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther, getting you ready for this Penrith Storm Grand Final on Sunday at ANZ Stadium. We cannot wait. Having a lot of fun this week in the lead up to it as well, MG. And it's thanks to our friends at Mitsubishi.
Couldn't do it without them, Liam. Could not do it without them.
Absolutely, we couldn't. The Triton. It's Mitsubishi's toughest ute ever with a rock-solid 10-year warranty and 10 years cap price servicing. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Exclusions and conditions, including Mitsubishi servicing, apply. See your Mitsubishi dealer for details. I was perusing the details of the Daily Telegraph today, MG.
Yeah.
And got a couple of pages in from the back. And there is a sad-looking unit. It's you. You're a bit upset. It's all the way back from 1990. Geez, your shorts are a long way up.
Look a lot more like an AFL player.
This is
it?
Much thigh as I've ever seen of yours.
That one night at Threadbow we went together.
Well, yeah, we don't talk about that. Okay. I'm glad there's no photos. But the headline says it all, MG. The drinking session that Gould busted, Paul Kent's written the article, 1990, you've experienced the highs and the lows of grand finals, but there was this story behind the 1990 loss.
Okay, so let me take you back to that that era. It was 1990. We just won the prelim final against the Raiders. So we went to the grand final, and we basically celebrated like we'd won a comp. We had civic receptions. We had motorcades. We had shirts printed off of, you know, myself and John Cartwright as the Terror Twins. And it was just manic. Come Wednesday of the grand final week, and we had to go down to the Regent, which was in the city. None of us had ever been there before, so we all went down the night before, and we're in the foyer. Gus Gould gave us all our room keys and said, boys, you know what, it's a big day tomorrow. We've got the grand final breakfast. Let's all meet in the foyer at about 8 a.m. We're going to head over there by 9, and we'll just all go together. He said, just have a couple of beers, have a quiet night. Well, straight away we just went, okay, who's keen?
Oh, no.
All season we had a drink on a Tuesday night. On a Thursday night we'd take our coat hangers to training with us for go to the club after it for a couple of beers, and we made sure we're there for dollars drink nights and all that type of stuff, and it was just kind of, but I suppose for grand final we get to change a couple of things around, which we didn't do. So about 9 or 10 of us went to somebody's room and started to order from the menu, and someone said, what's this Dom Perignon or something? I don't know, someone else said, that's that champagne that's about $1,000 a bottle. So we ordered 4 bottles of that. We ordered seafood platters, which the room bill was about $8,000.
This is on the club's dime?
Well, it was on the club's time, but we had to pay for it in the end.
Yeah.
They weren't going to pay for anything. It was on our room bill. But so we were bopping away, and at about 2 a.m. in the morning, there was a knock on the wall, not the door. There was a knock on the wall, and there was people next door to us because we were all singing. And I remember the song we were singing, and we were kind of all in unison, you know, thinking we had the best voices. We were singing Darryl Braithwaite's The Horses.
Oh, yeah. So 2 a.m., we're at the Regent. 2 a.m., in the CBD.
Shirts off.
And you got 10 footballers screaming.
Way it's gonna be, little darling. Yeah, and the knock on the door went, shut up, shut up, he's trying to sleep. And we went, I'm getting hectic. We're from Penrith, leave us. We've never been here before, we don't know what to do. So anyway, then 3 o'clock, the clock ticked, and there was a knock on the door.
Oh.
And Paul Smith, our winger, someone said, Smitty, have a look who it is. So he looked through the little peephole, and he said, it's Gus. We all kind of sobered up very quickly.
Oh.
We went, oh, shit. And he kept knocking and knocking, and he said, someone said, he's not going away. So another one, I think maybe Nobby Clark or someone says, let him in. He let him in, and we all just jumped and hid. People over lounges, people under coffee tables. I went behind like a curtain, but near a pot plant, near a big pot plant was standing up. And Gus walked in, looked around, didn't say much, and just said, just for your information, boys, you've just lost the grand final. And we went, then he said, by the way, I can see your head, MG, behind that lamp, you dickhead. Then once he left, we kind of sat around for about 3 minutes and went, oh, shit, what do we do now? And someone said, let's have another drink. But history will tell you that we didn't give the grand final the respect it deserved.
Fair enough.
And we got to the grand final in 91. We done the exact opposite we did to 1990. And history again will tell you that we were triumphant that time around. So, yeah, no more horses, no more Dom Perignon, and no more seafood platters. They were put away for a toasted sandwich and a chocolate milkshake.
Oh, outstanding. What an insight into the 1990 grand final week with the Penrith Panthers. MG, that is as revealing an insight into the 1990 grand final week as you will get. MG, we have to go. Tomorrow, Brandon Smith. The Wombats.
One of my favourite players to watch.
Cannot wait to speak to that man. I know it's Panther Hour, but we will be talking a little bit of Storm stuff tomorrow again. The final double to the Sunday's grand final to give away, MG.
Please listen. You've got to listen to get these tickets. And as always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random. That's the way it's going to be, little darling.